Be'ezus Hashem is Bochi begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shluch Mishut from the laws of agents and of partners in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions, where we continue with the theme of the previous Perek discussing the laws of investments, which is called ASIC, one person giving the money, one person doing the work. In this Perek, we discuss regarding monies that lost and the specifics of these laws of this administrator with the investor. As Rambam gives halacha regarding when there's a huge loss, specifically by an ASIC. If someone gives monies to his friend, unspecific, to go ahead and do business with it, he's going to provide the funds, you do the work, and we'll divide it. Or they explicitly stipulate, that, okay, whatever losses, whatever gains they're going to have, they're going to equally divide. But never a moment, and there's a loss to the monies. So yesh mishahir, that those who rule, sheyishalom ha-masasik shlish, that the administrator should pay a third of the loss, k'mishran, like we explained this, in the previous parak, halacha beis and gimel, im avad miktas hamamen, if in such a case where he loses some of the money. But says the Rambam, v'yiroli, it appears to me, shu mishal mechtsa. Now he's going to pay half, shu b'teiras milva, which that's the half, like we explained, half is a loan and half is a deposit, that he has to pay the half, which is the medium of a loan. And this, the sages said, that he pays only a third of the loss. That's when the loss doesn't reach little balamois that the owner of the monies, the investor, should have to take less than half of his monies. Kate said, how so? Rambam illustrates. Reuben shenasan leShimon meyah be'esem dinah. So if Reuben gives Shimon to invest 120 dinah, Nasan does business dealings. Upochas tishim, 90 out of the 120 he loses. So how does Shimon Misham Shleishim? Shimon has to pay 30. Then Nimtzer Reuven Noitel Shishim. So comes out, Reuben's going to take half. Meaning he can't lose more than half. He gave 120. He has to walk away the investor with half at least, which is 60. So Shimon's going to be paying 30 from the loss. Now, that's in such a situation. Fine. Ava Pachas Shimon Meivach HaMishim. But let's say Shimon loses it from the 120, 105. Einem, we don't say, Yavsid Shimon Chemisha Shleishim. So Shimon should have to lose 35, which is a third of the loss. 105 was lost, and a third of that is what he has to compensate. No. Shemata Oymekan, because you're going to say that Nimtzer Reuben Nitl Chemisha comes out. What's Reuben walking away with? From the 30 that's remaining, plus the 35 that he's, plus the money that he's paying up. So he's walking away with 50. Meaning there was the 15 left, and plus the 35, which is 50. So Reuben never walks away less than 60, which is his half of the investment. Lefikach, therefore, shtar isa kayitza al yisayim. So when you have a shtar iska, this investment document that's being produced on orphans, which with the death of the administrator, the partnership is nullified. And the owner, the money, the investor is claiming from the orphans the money that he had invested with their father, with the whatever the profits there were. That their father was engaged in. So nishba balashtar, the owner of the document, the investor swears, we go to mechtan, he collects half. Shehu b'teiras milva, which that's the one that's as a loan, meaning not the part that's a deposit, because if that administrator would still have been alive, he would have claimed. He says, okay, it was alinus, and we make such a claim for orphans in contrast to a loan, because even the loan itself, that wouldn't get him off the hook if something happened, because that's the money that he borrowed, which he has to pay back. Although we always make claims for the inheritors, and if there would have been the ability to clear him, we would have made such a claim for the orphans. We don't. Why? Because you learn, like we explained, the investor never takes less than half. And therefore, the situation by the orphans too is going to have, he's going to have to at least collect half. Now, why do I say that we don't diminish from him over here? Can they get what's with the wages that the administrator did for the deposit? That you should take away from what the investor is getting? No. He lost all that entire half, which is from the deposit. There's no more deposit over here. The investor not getting back his deposit money. He's getting back only the loan money. So there's no deposit money that we should say, oh, if he's not going to take wages, you know, Kedib is going to look like interest. That's not true. He's only taking the half of the loan. That's it. He's not getting anything more. So there's no even dust of interest over here, which was the whole reason that we explained the way ISCA works, that you make a half deposit, half loan. He's only going to make the loan, and that's all he's getting back. And that's what he owes him. So there's no need to diminish any wages which we had to give to administrator to diminish the problem about ribbis. They stipulated that the administrator is going to take a quarter of the profits. And all the money is lost. He pays that entire quarter, which that's for the halacha of the loan. But if there remains a little bit of the money, so that if you're going to add on to a little bit the sixth of the loss that was diminished, everything's going to come to the viha mamon or yasser, to a quarter of the monies or more. Then he only pays a sixth in that tamshav gevamrani, which really explained this in Paragvav Alacha Hey, that the administrator pays always only two-thirds of the loss, which that is a sixth, and therefore that would be the limit to how much he would be responsible for. Halacha Beis continues regarding, are we talking about one investment or are we talking about more than that? If the administrator loses money, now, but then he goes back and he's determined, he goes back until he finally makes money. He cannot tell the investor like this, look, first let's go calculate the loss that I originally had. A few months ago, we lost tons of money. Now, the way we explained in the previous parak is that for losses, the investor loses two-thirds. Now, let's go and calculate the gains that I made now at the end here. On that, you only take a third. No. You only calculate at the end, on the gains or on the losses. And therefore, he only has the gains that he made on the principal. You don't go ahead and cut his losses by making the investor have more losses and then him, the administrator, have more on the gains. No, it's only done at the end. Halacha Gimel. Let's say give him 200 curtains, 200 cloths, with 200 dinarim for business. And he writes two different documents. There's meaning the value of these 200 is 200 dinarim, and they split up 100 in each document. So each document gets its own calculation. And the investor is the one who creates a loss for himself because of the circumstances where if he's going to have one of them a loss and one of them a gain, as Ram is going to explain, that he loses on both losses and gains. So by making it separate, it's worse for the investor. Let's say he gave him 100 curtains, 100 pieces of cloth that's worth 100 dinar. And then he gave him another business investment. 100 barrels of wine that's also worth 100 dinar. Now he writes one document for the investments worth 200 dinar. You only calculate in that one document, because now the new document was including both. Now, the one who's losing out now that it's in one document is the administrator. As Rambam illustrates, kitzah hausso. Because she'im mocha may yiris b'mei b'shloshim. Like, if he sells, there's the 200 yiris and the 100 bows. Now that he sells the 100 curtains for 130, v'mei achavis b'shivim, whereas by the 100 bows he actually loses, he sells only for 70. So, bala mois nut laka. What happens is, in this situation, the investor takes all. Because he made it into one document. The sum total is 130 and 70 is 200, which was v'loher v'yachlum. So therefore, the administrator didn't make any profit. He had two, each one worth 100. One went up, he made 30. One, he lost 30. Now, but had he left it into two different enterprises as it was, so then the administrator would have made a profit in his portion in the garments 20 for his share, which is two-thirds of the 30. And he would have lost in his portion from the barrels 10, because for liability he's only liable for a third. So he would have taken 10. And the case was anything like that, where that depending if it's two or one, that's going to make a difference. Who's going to be the one that's gaining more? The one who gains more when it's two different documents is the mesasik. The one who gains more if it's one is the baal mamon, is the investor. Halacha Dalet continues regarding the monies of the business investment belong in this business investment. So, ein hamesasik yochel lachlik hamoyes, the administrator cannot divide these monies, shal esik of the investment, oischeiro of the merchant's limit, to say, look, etlas achetzi shabetreis mobile asmi. Look, we say the way it works, isk is half as a loan, half as a deposit, as explained in the previous parak. Look, I'm going to take the half of that's a loan for me. I'm going to do business with it. I'm going to leave the half that's a deposit in the courts. No. He only gave him the money so that he should invest all of it. If he goes and he divides his money, he does this even in the highest court, he hasn't done anything. Rather, the gains and the losses that are between them are exactly like the paths like we explained previously. So the administrator that gives a gift to others, from the movable items of this investment, or from the monies of this investment, and now the investor brings a clear proof that these movable items or those monies that he gave a gift to someone else is from the business investment. We take it away from the recipient. And even if the recipient already changed them, which oftentimes when you make a shina, you're kind of, or he sold them or he gave a gift to other people or whatever, create a loss, they have to compensate him, the investor. Again, this is all if he brings very clear proofs. Now, Kfar Bryan already explained in Halacha Aleph, Shamasasik Shemes, regarding if the administrator dies, Nishba Balamois, that the investor has to swear, but Gavim Echsen collects the half of the loan. Now, Bim Yisham Eidim Shamatatan Eidim and Amoy Shalazik, now, if there's witnesses that the movable items are from the monies of the investment, then Nitloisim Balamois, Beloishvur. Then the investor could take it without an oath, meaning we don't consider like movable items of orphans which are not indebted to the creditor, because this iskiz always remains in the domain of the investor and it's only given to the administrator to work with. But when he dies, it goes right back to its original owner. And moreover, vein bal chayiv v'leisha, neither could a creditor or the wife, nit mem klum, could take it from the administrator, because again, it's not his at all, it's the investor's, ella im kein hoy bam ravach, unless there was some type of a profit margin over there. So the profit margin of the dead, which is of his inheritors, v'yitl bo itzah chelik, and then in his portion, bal chay v'yishah, then his creditor and his wife could take from his portion. Halach above, regarding if someone presents a investment opportunity to his friend. So if someone gives money to his friend, paid his to go, he's going to the marketplace, he had to take this money, buy produce, will divide the profits. But and the guy didn't go ahead and buy the stuff. He only has complaints on him, he doesn't have a monetary claim on him. Now, if, however, if he finds out with clear proofs that he actually did buy and he did sell, then he could forcibly take out his the profits from him against his will. Halacha Zayin, Nasle Mois Likach Ben Pedus L'Machzis Sacha. Let's say gives him money to purchase produce for half the profits. Likach Ben Mikol Min Shiyirtzah. So the buyer could buy whatever species of produce he wants to. But V'Likach he can't buy Likachus not garments, but Eitzim not wood, V'Chin Kreitzim, similar things like that because those are not payers. If someone has someone else work in a store, say, okay, we'll divide the profits. I'll build the store and I'll bring everything in. You do the work. So if that person who is asked to do the work in the store, if he's a craftsman, he cannot be engaged in his craft at that same time. His eyes are not on the store at the time when he's engaged in his craft. Now, but if his partner was with him in the courtyard, then what is permitted because his partner could go ahead and engage in the business for those consumers at a time when he's distracted with his craft. Moreover, however, this person that was asked to run the store cannot buy and sell other things. If he did buy and sell, that profit will be shared as if he used the partnered money to buy and sell those things, and that's going to be shared with him and his partner.